Giant clams can live for over 50 years, but it's their death that is crucial to the creation of land in Kingman Reef. These few hundred meters of coral rubble and dead clams are the only visible signs of Kingman above the water, providing a valuable rest stop to passing voyagers. Eventually, seeds brought by ocean currents and birds will turn it into a new island. And once vegetation is established, wildlife is never far behind. Being good long-distance travellers, fairy terns island-hop their way here to French Polynesia. The ancestors of these blue lorikeets, however, were brought here by some of the earliest Polynesians. It could be described as the ultimate honeymoon destination. Though the waters off these shores don't always appear too inviting. Black-tip sharks have adapted to swim in less than a foot of water. They come to these shallows to hunt for smaller fish. Like Kingman Reef, all signs of these islands' volcanic past have long since disappeared. But without it, land could never have got started here. In the very west of the Pacific, however, volcanoes have had a helping hand. Palau, the jewel of Micronesia. As with many islands in the Pacific, its volcanic peaks still linger on. Beyond their shores are other familiar scenes. Barrier reefs and small coral atolls. But here, there's something different. The reefs of Palau have risen from the deep. Not slowly, like Kingman, but suddenly. 35 million years ago, powerful earthquakes forced them high above the waves. And Palau's rock islands were created. Some are up to 200 meters tall. Exposed cliffs now reveal their rock's true origins. It's limestone, created by crushed coral and ancient shells. Since those earthquakes, there's been another big change here. At the end of the last ice age, large areas of this landscape became flooded as the ice melted. In the process, over 70 marine lakes were created. Cut off from the outside world, these lakes produced some unique animals. One of these was an ocean predator with long tentacles. But here it evolved into a harmless, graceful wanderer.